Blog Talk Radio.
Cornelius, the angel said, amen. So he saw
ready, hallelujah, to let this man know that he was honoring Minister Darrell. He was honoring his prayers. His prayers had come up before God as a memorial. And not only his prayers, the prayers of his household. Remember in the first scriptures we open up with, it says that he was a devout, God-fearing man, and everyone in his household was also God-fearing, and they were praying men. Amen. And it said in verse 6, said, and he's staying with Simon. The angel began to give instructions to Cornelius. He said, he is staying with Simon, a tanner, who lives near the seashore. As soon as the angel was gone, Cornelius called. What did he do? He summoned two of his household servants and a devout soldier, one of his personal attendants. So he just not summoned those household servants. He sent his personal attendant. He told them what had happened to him, and he sent them off to Joppa. The next day, as Cornelius' messengers were nearing the town, Peter went up on the flat roof to pray. So the same experience that Cornelius had with the angel, now God is going to give Peter an experience, and he's going to speak to him about the instructions that the angel had gave to Cornelius, and Cornelius gave those instructions to his soldiers and his personal attendant. So Peter went up on the flat roof to pray. It was about noon, and he was hungry. But while a meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. So while they that were at the house where Peter was abiding, they were preparing a meal, God allowed Peter to fall into a trance. And when he fell into that trance, he saw the sky open, and something like a large sheet was let down by its four corners. And in the sheet were all sorts of animals, reptiles, and birds. Then a voice said to him, get up, Peter, kill and eat them. Now remember, the Jews couldn't eat with Gentiles, certain animals and what have you. Some animals was designated as unclean, and some was designated as clean. So when Peter began to see this sheep come down, and he saw all of these different animals and reptiles and birds, a voice spoke to him. That was nothing but the voice of God saying, get up, Peter, kill and eat them. Because Peter was a proud man. He was a Jew, amen. And he was not going to eat of all those different reptiles and animals and birds that he saw. But when he heard that voice say, get up, Peter, kill and eat them, Peter began to reply, no, Lord, I have never eaten anything that our Jewish laws, listen at what he said, I have never eaten anything that our Jewish laws have declared impure and unclean. But the voice spoke again. The voice spoke again. God spoke again. Isn't that something? That sometimes we'll know it's the voice of God, but we won't respond. Amen. Until God begin to speak again. And then when God speak again, he confirm in your spirit that I'm not dreaming. I'm not in no trap. This is the Lord talking. So the voice spoke again, and the voice said, do not call something unclean if God has made it clean. What are you saying, people of God? What am I saying to you today? I'm saying to you that we can't have no respect of persons. It doesn't matter what nomination you belong to. Do you trust in God? Are you adhering to his commandments? Are you obeying his voice? Or are you just making a sacrifices and you're not being obedient? The Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. So I don't care if you have $1,000 to give. If you don't obey the voice of God, your $1,000 won't be blessed. Amen. So the voice said, get up, Peter, and kill. And never never call something unclean which God has made clean. The same vision was repeated three times. So God was trying to get Peter's attention. God was trying to let Peter know that this ain't man talking, this is me. Put away your custom. Put away your tradition. Because if your tradition does not line up with the word of God, Darrell, they become null and void. So the same vision, the Bible said, was repeated three times. Then the sheep was suddenly pulled up to heaven. And Peter was very perplexed. What he was? Perplexed meaning you were disturbed, you were confused. But Peter began to think, what could the vision mean? Just then, the men sent by Cornelius found Simon's house. So just when Peter couldn't understand what was going on, then God sent those men that he had already instructed him that some men was coming to see him. Standing outside the gate, they asked if a man named Simon Peter was staying there. Meanwhile, as Peter was puzzling over the vision, the Holy Spirit said to him, listen, as Peter was being disturbed by the vision, there were three men standing outside the gate asking about him. Mm-hmm. And so the Holy Spirit said to Peter, three men have come looking for you. Get up. Go downstairs and go with patience. Don't worry, for I have sent them. Isn't that just like God? When we're puzzled about something, when we are confused and we don't have an understanding, and we begin to consult with all of these different people, and all of them give us their perspective on what they think this vision is. Peter had a vision. So just imagine if you tell your vision to three or four of your friends and your family. Each one of them are going to give you a different perspective. Okay, but when God gives you a vision, when God gives you an instruction, you see God. Don't go, to try to converse with your family and your friends. God didn't give it to them. But out of the mouth, the Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three, every word is confirmed. So God will confirm what he said to you. Hallelujah. And listen at what God is saying. He said, go with them without hesitation. Don't worry, for I have sent them. So he's comforting Peter. Forget about the dream that you saw. I don't want you to even focus on the vision and the dream that you saw with the white sheep and all of these animals there. He said, all I want you to do is be obedient. Believe that these men that are downstairs, I sent them and I am with them. Okay? Don't worry about it. So Peter went down and said, I am the man you are looking for. Why have you come? They said, we were sent. So they began to explain to Peter what went on, why we are here. They said, we were sent by Cornelius. And they began to identify and begin to give Peter a short, brief bio on Cornelius. They say Cornelius, a Roman officer. They also say he is a devout and God-fearing man. Glory to God. Well respected by all the Jews. A holy angel instructed him. So they're telling him what happened with Cornelius. A holy angel instructed him to summon you to his house. So that he can hear your message. What message? The message of salvation. The message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So Peter invited the men to stay for the night. The next day, he went with them, accompanied by some of the brothers from Joppa. They arrived in Caesarea the following day. Cornelius was waiting for them. And had called together his relatives and close friends. So Cornelius already knew. The Lord had already Israel, God had already talked with Cornelius and let Cornelius know that I'm going to send a representative in the likeness of Peter, 1 Peter. And Peter is going to tell you what you must do to be saved. He's going to bring salvation to your household. So what Cornelius did, Cornelius called his relatives and his close friends, because remember, when we open up with the scripture, what the Bible said, that Cornelius was a devout man and he was a prayerful man. And guess what? And he was a God-fearing man, and all of his household feared God. So Cornelius just was an example. Amen. He had people that was following his lead. He had people that was praying along with him. He had people that feared not God. Remember, not gods, because remember, Gentiles had many gods. Hallelujah. But Cornelius was a man that believed in one God, and that was the God of the earth, the God that rules in heaven and earth. Oh, glory to God. Bless us today, God. I know you've given us this to speak today. Glory to God. So as Peter entered his home, Cornelius fell at his feet and worshipped him. Now, Cornelius didn't fall at his feet and worshipped him because he was honoring him as a God. Cornelius fell at his feet and worship, because guess what? God had already communicated with Cornelius what Peter was going to do. God had already told Cornelius that his alms and his prayers had came up before him as a memorial. What are you saying, Sister Benoit? God had already comforted Cornelius and let Cornelius know this day salvation is coming not only to you, but everyone that lives in your house, everyone that is a close friend of yours, everyone that is a relative. Salvation is coming to you today. God, I bless you today. Glory to God. And let's continue on. Hallelujah. So Peter, as Cornelius fell at his feet and worshiped him, we're reading out the New Living Translation for those of you that tuned in a little later. I see Sister Donna and Evangelist Keith. Amen. We're reading out the New Living Translation today in chapter 10. It just gives us a better understanding of what God is doing in this particular chapter as he invited the Gentiles to come in and taste of this salvation, to come in and receive the Holy Ghost. We had verse 26. But Peter pulled him up and said, "Stand up. I'm a human being just like you." Amen. And in the King James Version of that same chapter, Peter said, "Stand up, for I am a man like you." Glory to God. Glory to God. Stand up. I myself also am a man. And as he talked with him, he went in the house. And he found many that would come together. So guess what? This was a celebration. Amen. And what it was, Cornelius was not selfish. Cornelius wanted his household to be blessed. He wanted his friends to be blessed. Because guess what? He had already had an encounter with God. In verse 28 says, "And he said unto them, ye know how that it is unlawful. It is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation. But God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean." So Peter is beginning to understand that vision that God really didn't explain to him. Peter began to explain to them that when he saw this vision of this sheep, and he saw all of these animals and reptiles and birds, and he began to tell him, "Lord, I can't eat from my childhood even until my adulthood. I couldn't eat something that was deemed unclean." But remember, the Lord told Peter, "Don't call anything unclean that I have called clean. Every animal that is on the face of this earth, I made him." Ah, glory to God. I made the animals. Didn't I tell Noah when he went into the ark, when he built the ark, I began to tell Noah how to build that ark? I begin to give him all the specifics, the heights, the depths, the width. Amen. I told him to bring 2 pounds of every beast into the ark, a male and a female. God, he said, everything I made is clean. Don't get caught up in your traditions. Amen. Amen. So Peter said, it was against our laws for a Jewish man to enter into a Gentile home like this or to associate with you. I'm not, he said, the Gentiles were considered as dogs. But how about when the Jews rejected Jesus? Ah, Jesus said, I'm going to open this up to for the Gentiles. Amen. Those that you thought were dogs, I'm going to clean them up and I'm going to give them a new name and they're going to run for me. Peter began to say, God has shown me that I should no longer think of anyone as impure or unclean. So I came without objection. What is he saying? I came without giving it a second thought because God instructed Peter to go. He said, these 3 men that I sent to you, I want you to go with them. And don't hesitate. Don't object. Just hear what they say and move on it. Sometimes we hear the Lord speaking to us and we won't respond. We're waiting to get confirmation from our brother. We're waiting to get confirmation from our supervisor, from our girlfriend. Well, God said, sometimes I'm not going to give you no confirmation. Sometimes I just want you to trust me. Sometimes I just want you to launch out in the deep and know that I got your back. I got a life wrap already prepared for you. You won't drown. You might can't swim. But God, when God tell you to launch out in the deep, a life wrap is waiting on you. A life wrap is waiting on you. Glory to God. Just do what God has told you to do. God, begin to say, I came without an objection as soon as I was sent for. Now he began to say, tell me why you sent for me. He already knew in his spirit why he sent for him, but he wanted to hear their testimony. And Cornelius replied, 4 days ago, I was praying in my house, Evangelist T, about this same time, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Suddenly a man in dazzling clothes was standing in front of me. This is Cornelius' testimony. And he told me, Cornelius, your prayer has been heard. And your gifts to the poor have been noticed by God. I want to serve you all. Notice today, Sister Donna, Evangelist T, Evangelist Darren, guess what? Your prayers have been heard. The deeds that you have done to the poor, the seed that you have sown, the kind words that you have spoken, hallelujah, the intercession that you have made for the saints, they have been noticed by God. Cornelius said, send messages. This is what the angel told Cornelius. Send messengers to Joppa and summon a man named Simon Peter. He is staying in the home of Simon, a tanner who lives near the seashore. So I sent for you at once. This is Cornelius telling Peter why is he here? And it was good of you to come. What is he saying? He's saying you have followed the instructions of the Lord. So whatever God has sent you here to impart to me, guess what? It was well that you obeyed. It was well that you came. He came. He said, now we are all here waiting before God to hear the message. tribes of the Gentile. We're praying to the one and only, the living God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Ah, glory to God. Then Peter replied, after Cornelius finished speaking, Peter replied, I see very clearly that God shows no favoritism. Look at what God is doing now. Even though Peter didn't understand that vision, God began to open up his understanding how, as he went. See, all you don't have to understand why God is sending you to a place. You don't have to understand why God is giving you a word for somebody. Just obey. Amen. As Peter went, God began to open up that vision and that dream that he seen while he was in a trance. So Peter replied, I see very clearly now that God shows no favoritism. God has no respect of persons. The people who you least esteem, God will raise them up tomorrow and promote them and elevate them. And you'll wonder, how did they get there? Well, let me share with you, my brothers and sisters in Christ today. It ain't for you to know how they got there. Hallelujah. All you need to do is obey God. All you need to do is follow his commandments. Amen. Follow Jesus. Follow me as I follow Christ. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. The men that Cornelius sent to Peter, they began to tell Peter about their commander in chief. They began to tell him that he was a God-fearing man. He was a devout man. He was one that prayed not to the gods many, not to no idol worshipers, but he prayed to the true and living God. Some people are wondering today, how did you become a pastor? Well, let me tell you, I've been in preparation. I've been in training. Hallelujah. One of our favorite sayings, my cousin and I got to sing was to say, preparation plus opportunity, it equals destiny. I'm moving on into my destiny. Ah, not a destiny to sit at the head table. Not a destiny for men to speak well about me. Hallelujah. But a destiny. Shout out to witness to souls, to tell them and give them my testimony. Hallelujah. Give them what God has done for me. Tell them where he brought me from. Tell them how I was in a horrible pit one day. Amen. I was just like Peter. Hallelujah. I was ignorant and unlearned. Oh, God, but guess what? As they begin to talk about Peter, as they begin to talk about John, they said it was ignorant and unlearned. But one thing they testified about them, they said it was anointed and they had been with Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Let me finish on. We got about eight more scriptures to go. We gonna finish this chapter today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then Peter began to say, I see clearly now that God shows no favoritism. In every nation, he accepts those who fear him and do what is right. This is the message of the good news for the people of Israel, that there is peace with God through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. Verse 37 says, you know what happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee. John began preaching his message of baptism, and you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Listen at Peter. Peter got bold now because he's no longer confused. He's no longer perplexed. He's not puzzled anymore. And you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. God just didn't anoint him with the Holy Spirit, but God gave Jesus power, for he said in his word, at the name of Jesus, every knee gonna bow, and every tongue is going to confess. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him, and we apostles are witnesses of all that he did throughout Judea and Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a cross. Peter's telling Cornelius and all Cornelius' family and friends, but he said, but God bring them to life on the third day, then God allow him to appear not to the general public, but listen at what he said, but to us whom God had chosen in advance to be his witnesses. So if you're not in this thing by happenstance, God has chosen you. God has a calling on your life. God has ministry and purpose for your life. But you know what? We have to wait on our ministry. Hallelujah. Just because God give us a word to impart to somebody, that don't mean that you have arrived. God can even give you a word to prophesy into the life of somebody. That don't mean that you're a prophet. That don't mean that you're a prophetess. Hallelujah. God just used you at that hour and at that moment. Go ahead, baby. Hallelujah. So he said, we were those who ate and drank with him. What are you talking about? Peter testified about Jesus. Peter testified, of how the apostles, amen, supped with Jesus. Amen, how they ate with him, how he gave them commandments, how they were able to experience signs, wonders, and miracles. He said, we were those who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And verse 42 said, and he ordered us to preach everywhere and to testify that Jesus is the one appointed by God to be the judge of all, the living and the dead. He is the one. All the prophets testified about, saying that everyone who believes in him will have their sins forgiven through his name. Now we're coming on into where the Gentiles, which was Cornelius in his household, they were the first Gentiles that the Holy Ghost was given to. Hallelujah. Cornelius' whole house received the Holy Ghost. Let me go back now. I'm going to go back to King James Version, and I'm going to begin at the 44th verse. Some of us don't understand by the translation. So let's go back to the King James Version. As Peter began to witness and to tell Cornelius why he was there, and began to testify of being an apostle and being a good courage. Amen, amen. All things went together. Glory to God. In verse 44 says, while Peter yet spake these words, listen, people of God, while Peter was testifying about God, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Ghost fell on Cornelius' whole household while Peter was giving his testimony. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. I'm off. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Excuse me a moment. Hallelujah. Let me get back. A slight distraction. That's how the enemy works. The Bible says, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost. Don't let nobody tell you that you don't need the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is power. Power to live right. Power to speak with thus say the Lord. Power, hallelujah, to lay hands on yourself. You don't have to wait on the prophet and the prophetess. You don't even have to wait on your pastor. When God give you the gift of the Holy Ghost, that's power. That's power. All you have to do is invoke that power that is within you. Glory to God, and you can lay hands on yourself. Why? Because it's already been declared. It's already been decreed that these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And if they eat any deadly thing, it won't hold them. Oh, glory to God. Jesus. We have first 40 days of the circumcision, which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles. Listen, people of God, they were astonished, and that's what happened today. When God clean us up, give us a new name, we begin to run for Jesus, it astonish folks. They'll say, isn't that Adrian? Isn't that Cookie? I went to school with her. Hallelujah. I was out there ripping and running the streets with her. Ah, glory to God, I did some things. Ah, glory to God, that I know that it wasn't of God. And you mean to tell me God has sent her back to New Orleans to decree and declare? God has sent her back to New Orleans to be a witness. Ah, is that her? Yes, it's her. Ah, it's the new her. Ah, it's the after Christ her. Hallelujah. Because before Christ, I was low down. I was a cutthroat. I was a thief. I was a liar. I was a murderer. I was a robber. Oh, but after Christ. After Christ. Hallelujah. My after is greater than my before. Oh, I bless the Lord today. I bless him today. Hey, glory to God. So, verse 46 says, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, glory to God. So let me back up to verse 45. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished. Going to that, baby. As many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles, listen, we were dogs. We weren't supposed to be drafted into this thing, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. God don't have no respect of a person. Ah, yeah, he said a broken heart and a contrite spirit, he would in no way turn it away. Ah, I got a cheerleader in here, a little two-year-old. She cheerleading with me. Ah, verse 46, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Oh, glory to God. That is the proof that you have the Holy Ghost. You must speak in another tongue. Oh, glory to God. And it says, they begin to magnify God. Then Peter answered, can any man forbid water? So they've already, the Holy Ghost have already fallen on these people. God have already given Cornelius and his whole household and all of his servants the Holy Ghost. And Peter said, can any man forbid water? What are you saying? Can you forbid me from baptizing these people? God have already filled them with the Holy Ghost.
Oh, gee, God, the
don't have no respect of persons. The same way he bless you, that's the same way he can bless your neighbor. The same way he bless your children, that's the same way he can bless your neighbor's children. Oh, God, I bless you. I give him glory and I give him praise. I'm opening up the line. I'm going to see about seven.
Well, God bless. Thank each and every one of you all for tuning in today. Amen, amen. I wasn't feeling my greatest. That was a message from last year as we expounded upon the Acts of the Apostles. Don't forget tomorrow to tune in. Bishop Clifton Lott will be with us on tomorrow. Amen. And on Thursday, we will certainly let you know as we post on Facebook who will be speaking on Thursday. Continue to pray for Minister Leslie. I don't know what happened with her today, but nevertheless, continue to pray for her. Continue to pray for my strength in the Lord. Amen. Still trying to recover from this bronchitis. So asking you all to remember me in prayer. Also remember the Apostolic Conference that is being hosted in Miami, Florida, with Apostle Anthony Hill. Amen. We thank God for him, and we thank God for what he's doing in each and every region that the Lord is allowing men and women of God to go in and minister to the people. Truly, souls are our number one objective. Amen. It's about souls. It's not about our agenda. It's not about your agenda. It's not about my agenda. It's all about God's agenda. Amen. And God is certainly concerned about souls. Amen. Amen. Tell someone that Jesus loved them. Each and every day, we should always have something in our spirit that can witness and that can touch the lives of people everywhere we go. Amen. Amen. I think this is Lady Rosalind on the line. Amen. God bless you, Lady Rosalind. I think this is her on the line. God bless you, sweetheart. How you doing today?
God bless you, Pastor Bernard. I am well. I am well. I thought that was you. I came in a little late, but I can say that word. You said that was from last year. Well, it still has a fresh, burning anointing upon it. I end up going posting on Facebook saying that you were really teaching and preaching, but I was just so blessed by the word. I'm going to make it real short and quick, just in certain things you said. Just really stood out how you were talking about that God doesn't always give us a confirmation. In essence, that when we hear the voice of God, we just need to follow suit, go forth with what he tells us to do and launching out into the deep. And that in the midst of that, God wants to see, will we trust him when we don't even know the end result, but because we heard the voice of the Lord and the Lord had told us to go forth, that was just very profound and just really stood out in my spirit. And also when you were just talking about just following the instructions of the Lord, and I thank God for how you even spoke about how that your preparation plus your opportunity equals your destiny, and that's where you are even on today. So such a powerful word, even how you talked about Cornelius and just bringing out all of the different attributes of him. It was just a great example. So I was blessed by the word. It's just good to dally in and just hear the word going forth, and we're certainly going to be praying for you Lord will heal your body and restore you, get the proper nourishment that you need, because what you're doing, we have to also be wise and take care of ourselves so that God can use us. So I'm glad you used wisdom to put on something today instead of trying to go forth in ministry. And minister on the day. God bless you. Again, it's just good to be in on the word today.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lee Rosalind. It's always a pleasure, and it's always really a strength to hear the patriarchs. And, you know, we're not 70 or 80 years old, but if you've been in the Lord any amount of time, amen, and you have blazed this trail, amen. You have laid hands, you have prayed, you have interceded for those that you don't even know. It takes something, it takes something, I tell you. So I'm always blessed when I hear Lady Rosalind, and just so proud of the work that you and your husband is doing there in Alabama. Hallelujah. So we thank God for that. We thank God for his mercy and his grace. Amen. I knew I wasn't in any particular realm today to even expound, but as I began to schedule the show, I said, well, I remember I did chapter 10 last year, and the Lord just said, go right on back to it, and I was able to go back to it, and we've had a few little glitches in there, but nevertheless, God's word is as strong today, and it's as evident today as it was last year. Amen. And we know that the word of God, all you have to do is get it in your spirit. Amen. And all you have to do is petition God, and God will always come in and sup with you. Amen. He'll never make you ashamed. And that's why I love him. I wouldn't serve another person. I wouldn't serve another God that could not do for me what he's promised in his word. And so if you're at a place, amen, and the word is not evident in your life, if you're in a place, amen, where you're not being fed, amen, if you're in a place where you don't even have the Holy Ghost, this is the day, people of God. You know, when we came into this thing, we had to tarry. But, you know, God didn't tell us tarry. He told the disciples to tarry and to wait upon the gift of the Holy. He would send them a comforter. But he didn't tell us to do that. Amen. All we have to do is believe in our heart. All we have to do is confess with our mouth. Amen. And God is able to come in and fill us up with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And if you don't, if there's no signs and there's no miracles and there's no wonders that's following those that believe, amen, and those that say they believe, you need to run for the border. I tell you, you cannot serve God out of a pure heart without the Holy Ghost. You can't do it, and I don't care what kind of morals you have, Lady Rosalind. I don't care how upright you are in your community, in your church, and in your family lives. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, I tell you, it's just a matter of time before you will collapse. Amen. And even with the Holy Ghost, you have to stir it up. You have to feed this thing. And how do we feed it? We feed it with the word of God. We feed it with activating our faith. We feed it by knowing who God really is. Amen, amen. So I bless the Lord for you all today. I want to continue to ask for your prayers. Amen. We're working, took on a little part-time job. Amen. But I'm looking for God to just deliver. I say, Lord, Every time God opens up a door for me, I'm always looking at who else is to come through these doors. Because sometimes God opens up doors, and the doors that he opened, they're not for you. God can allow you to open up a door for others to come in, and that's what I'm asking the Lord. I'm asking the Lord, Lord, when you take me out of this place right here, who in the world can I refer? Because guess what? I'm going to leave a good name. Amen. And the Bible tells us a good name is rather to be chosen. So I begin to look at that thing, Lady Rosalind, and I say, now, this is really not for me. But this is the set of precedent, whereas when I do retire, when I do walk away, then guess what? All they have to do is mention my name, and they can come in. God, I bless you today. God can allow them to come in the door. And that's what we have to look at. You know, the Bible says one plant, one watering, and God gives the increase. Amen. Amen. So everything that we set out to do, look at it as being a portal. A portal that is being opened for your brothers and your sisters. Because God just don't open the door for one. Amen. He opened the door for numerous of people to come in and be blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I just thank him. Glory to God. I thank him for this Blog Talk Radio. As we celebrated 4 years, I thank him for Minister Leslie being in place and standing in my stead when I'm not able to be on here live. I just bless the Lord for what he's doing in the saints of God's lives. Truly, there are still people that love the Lord. There are still people that is holding up the bloodstained banners. There are still people that are interceding daily on the behalf of others. There are still people that God is pouring out his spirit upon daily. Hallelujah, daily. So we're not the only ones. Don't you ever think we're the only ones. No, baby, that's not true. Don't let nobody fool you like they're the only ones. Amen. God said he has some that you know not of. He has some that's not even of this fold. Amen. So we bless God today. Amen. Tomorrow, Bishop Clifton Lott will be ministering for us on Acts chapter 11. And then on Thursday, we're going a little bit higher. Amen. So God bless you all. We love you with the love of God. Continue to pray for Mother Charity. Amen. And continue to pray for our pastors and our leaders. Amen. Remember Apostle Anthony Hill in Miami, Florida, for that apostolic conference. And also I see Lady Rosalind having an event or something at her home church. And she certainly is welcome to give out that information. Amen. Lady Rosalind, you have any information that you'd like to share with our listeners? You're welcome to do so at this time.
Amen, amen. If you are in the area or nearby, we would just like to cordially invite you all to our annual Women of Destiny Conference, which will be April 22nd through the 23rd. It will be held at the Hilton Garnier, and we have Bishop Jacqueline McLemore, which is the cousin of Pastor Renard, along with...
Yeah, that's my cousin.
Yeah, Prophetess Yvonne Ross out of Chicago, Illinois, and Evangelist Virginia Bowie, Joliet, Illinois. So you all are welcome to be with us at 7 o'clock on that Friday night, and it will convene or conclude that Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. So that's April 22nd and 23rd. And thank you, Pastor Bernard, for allowing me to make that announcement. But most
Amen.
Of all, if you all would just lift us up and cover the conference, we would greatly appreciate that.
Amen, amen. And we're going to put that flyer on our spool as we schedule these shows. We're always able to add a little clipping or something, so we'll add that flyer to our Blog Talk clippings. Daily clippings up until the event of that that conference, Lady Rosalind. So God bless you. Amen. Amen. I see
Thank
Prophet
you.
Spinks
Thank
on the line. God bless you, Prophet Spinks.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. Praise the Lord, Minister Leslie Priest. I just dialed up. I've been trying to call in since 4 o'clock.
Wow. Wow.
I saw the flyer, said the speaker was none other than yours truly, Pastor Adrian Bernard. I said, Lord, come on now. I called up. I couldn't get in, but I said, I was out there blowing off my property, and then I came in the house. I said, let me try again, just out of nowhere. And I tried it again, and it said, tune in. You will be included in. I said, okay. And I came on and heard the announcements. I tell you, I thank God. I thank God. It's just always a blessing. And I thank God for Blog Talk Radio, Time of Reflection, New Destiny Ministry. It's such a powerful entity that God has blessed us with. And I know it's blessing me, and I ain't the only one. But I tell you, I thank God, and I just thank God for you all. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Spinks. We were like 30 minutes late into the hour. I don't know what happened with Minister Leslie today, but we were able to just rebroadcast. And it's ironic that, you know, chapter 10 was scheduled for today, and I was able to go back in the archives and pull up chapter 10 from March 11, 2015. So I still don't have my fullness of my voice back, but nevertheless, God was still able to speak a word to the listening audience, and we thank God for that. Amen. Pastor Spinks also have a radio broadcast, a prayer line that airs on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Amen. So we're going to let him give that information out. I tell you, powerful man of God, one that loves the Lord. I tell you, God always have him a people. God is always going to have him a people. Amen. He's going to always have somebody that will speak on his behalf. So Prophet Spinks, you're welcome to give out that information regarding Live and Learn Ministry Prayer Line.
Amen, amen. I count it an honor. Praise be to God. We thank God again for New Destiny Ministry. We are Live and Learn Ministry is online prayer and fellowship. Prayer and fellowship every Tuesday and Thursday night at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern. And the phone number is the area code 302-202-1104, and the access code is 258026. Praise be to God. And we're doing a special tonight. It's like a platform tonight. We got two powerful speakers coming on tonight. Praise be to God. But we are a prayer and an online fellowship. God has given us great vision. Matter of fact, he's incorporating with us Thursday night. It's called Family Night. We discuss family matters. Praise be to God. And you hear from different ones' vision and revelation of what God is dealing with them concerning family. And God is getting ready to move us on to a Saturday. And Saturday is going to be a 1 hour of power prayer night. It will be strictly prayer. 1 hour of prayer. So anybody want to pray, praise be to God, and we want to give 15 minutes depending on how many people that be on the line that night. I do monitor the line, and I can see every caller and who's all on the line, praise be to God, and we want to give everybody an opportunity of 15 minutes per person depending on the number of people on the line to just be able to go in with a chain prayer, like after one person finish, the next one pick it up. Just go in and bombard heaven with
glory.
Praise be to God. So we would love for all who is able, if you're not busy in your local church or if you're not on your own prayer line or a prayer line that you're connected to, we always welcome you on Live and Learn Ministry to come in and fellowship. I'd like to give that number out one more time. That phone number, area code is 302. The phone number is 202-1104, and the code access is 258026. And right now, that's Thursday, Tuesday, and Thursday nights at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern. And I will give Father update concerning that Saturday vision. And I thank you, Pastor Adrian Bernard, for allowing me to give that announcement again. God bless you. It's back in your hands.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I tell you, so we should never be left without a witness, and truly there is no excuse. God is removing the excuses. He has means and tools and things available to us that wasn't available years ago. So you know what? The Bible is true. You say this gospel is going to be preached to every creature, and it's being preached. They have more prayer lines. You have a radio, you have television, you have texts and social media. You have so many tools that's available where people are able to expound on the word and give you a word from the Lord. And when all else fails, you can read it for yourself, honey, and you can activate the faith that rests upon you. Glory to God. So we thank God. I thank God. You know, it's nobody like the saints. I don't care. You know, I'm a family-oriented person, but there's no family like the saints. Amen. I'd rather entrust my life with the saints of God than entrust it with my biological brother and sister, and I mean that from the depth of my heart, because the Bible said effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. And I don't care how much you love your family, if they haven't been ordained, if they haven't been consecrated, they haven't been anointed to pray for you, hey, you better find you a saint that can. Amen. So God bless you. We love you. Remember, Bishop Lott will be speaking for us on tomorrow. So we're going to close on out with Pastor Samuel Blake. God wants to hear from you. God bless you, Lady Rosalind. Give my love to Pastor Dwayne and tell your family I love them so much, so much. I wish I was able to be down there, but you never know. God always have a way. Amen. So God bless you. I haven't had a chance to talk with Jackie since our elevation, but I'll be trying to get with her soon. So God bless you all. Keep us in your prayers. In Jesus' name,
yes,
we pray.
Ma'am. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen.
God
all
bless.
Right.
Amen.
God bless.
You all tomorrow.
We've
been early.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. Whatever you're going through can't be compared to what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. From you, let Him hear
from you.
Oh, let Him hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. Hallelujah. Anyhow, don't let depression get you down. Through sickness or pain, remember God, He still reigns. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you. lift your hands and praise him. Tap the reins in your praise.
Thank you.